بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints regarding the personality of Hazrat Fatimah al-Zahra. Hazrat Fatimah al-Zahra, salamullah alayha, is the greatest lady in human history. She is an honor for Islam. She is an honor for the Islamic Ummah. The position of Lady Fatimah al-Zahra is one of those positions that are either impossible or difficult for ordinary people like you and I to imagine. After all, she was infallible. Formally, she was neither a prophet nor an imam, but in terms of her position, she was at the level of a prophet or an imam. The infallible imams, alayhim as-salam, used to mention the holy name of Fatimah al-Zahra with a lot of respect. They used to speak about her teachings. These are very important points. This is who Fatimah al-Zahra was. On the one hand, her daily life was filled with knowledge and wisdom. Even in a sermon like the famous Fadakiyah sermon, when you take a look at the introductory part of the sermon, you see that it is full of knowledge and wisdom. This sermon has been narrated by Shia Muslims, and Sunni Muslims have also narrated at least some parts of it. And thankfully, we have access to that sermon today. In this sermon, the highest divine and Islamic teachings, which are understandable to us, have been mentioned in spite of the situation in which there was no opportunity for education and there was no sermon related to knowledge. It was, in fact, a political debate. On the other hand, the life of that great lady is filled with selfless efforts, just like the life of a selfless soldier who has an active and effective presence in different arenas.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
This great lady was actively making efforts in all those stages since her childhood in Mecca, in the valley of Abu Talib, when helping her honorable father and providing psychological support for him, when supporting the commander of the faithful during those difficult times in Medina, throughout all those wars, during those lonely times, during her illness, among those threats, and during the difficult times that Imam Ali alayhi salam went through after the Holy Prophet of Islam passed away. She was a Mujahid scholar and a Mujahid mystic. Moreover, she was an exemplary woman in terms of her duties as a woman, a wife, and a mother, and in terms of her parenting skills and kindness to her husband. According to the narrations, she was an exemplary woman in terms of the way she spoke to the commander of the faithful, the humility and obedience that she showed in front of him, and raising such children as Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, and Hazrat Zainab al-Kubra. She was an exemplary woman in terms of performing her duties as a woman and a mother, and in terms of her female affection. And all those unparalleled virtues were shown in a life that lasted only 18 years.
you by.